Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Joined us. My name is Ken Page.
And I'm Dr. Nancy Nestor. Our topic for this week's show is Where Do We Go When We Die? For those of you who'd like to know who we are and read more about the work that we do, you can visit our website, www.kenpage.com.
Now we're going to talk about a subject that I probably have at least, 25, 30 years worth of exploring this subject with clients and with people who were in the hospice and where people were passing away. And we've asked the question over and over, where do they go when they die, when we do past lives? And these are the things that we have heard the most and tried to put down in some, if you can put this in some logical order, we have tried to do that.
We live in a society that's really uncomfortable about the idea of death. You know, maybe there's now some television shows like Medium and Ghost Whisperer that attempt to address the issue. But for the most part, everybody just seems to prefer the happy ending. See, death is one of those inevitable events that we all experience, but there's still a lot of fear of death and unknown. Oh my gosh, we've had poets and writers throughout all time. They've called death the greatest mystery. Well, there are classes that you can take, traditional bereavement classes. There's also records of near-death experiences. But there's really very little written or shared about what happens after we die, even in certain alternative therapies. And we've been searching for the answer to this for a long time. And each time someone we know dies, and we feel it, it gives us a little more insight. Well, there's story after story of near-death experiences that relate the event in different ways, from a movement towards luminous light to walking through a tunnel to a period of darkness and then being shown the bright light to even feeling that someone was beside them holding a flashlight. So to understand what actually happens to spirits or energies or our own souls, it's necessary for us to have a little bit of knowledge about the nature of death, and then we can get that clearer picture of how the spirit world actually works. So once we can accept what life is like on the other side, then we can begin to understand the laws that govern that dimensional way of being. Now, there was a famous author, his name was Dr. Raymond Moody, and he wrote a book, and it was called Life After Life, in which he recorded many near-death experiences. And I want to read a little quote, because he sums up the experience of dying very simply. And so that book of his says, as a man is dying, he finally reaches the point of release. He hears his doctor pronounce him dead. He then finds himself outside of his physical body, yet with all the mental alertness of when he was alive. The experience affects his life profoundly, especially his views about death and its relationship to life. So as Ken said earlier, we've been doing healing work for, oh gosh, so many years. And together we've done more than 50,000 past life regressions. We've both worked in hospice, and so we've helped individuals move from their last human breath to their first spirit breath. But more importantly, we've done about 30,000 private heart and soul healing sessions. And from what our clients tell us, the moment of death is where most souls or spirits get confused or lost.
Well, you want me to share how they get lost?
Well, we can talk about soul factors and confusion, but I thought you might want to talk about one of the reasons that we're here on Earth.
Well, we feel to master all the conditions that we put on love. So I guess the question is, do we evolve, or is this just this one lifetime like most religions or most people believe? And if we don't accomplish everything we came into, then we don't evolve. But is evolution a matter of experience? And does experience take us to more depth? And the more we can experience, the more we have compassion. And I don't understand how one person in one lifetime could ever have unconditional compassion for all creation unless they had experienced everything. So we think this lifetime or these experiences go on forever and ever.
Well, if it's true that we can have the most compassion for people when we experience what they're going through, and the most judgment for people who are doing what we haven't done yet, and if it is true that we come to experience lifetime after lifetime of doing everything until we find peace, then why are we fearful of death? You know, we hear that death is the moment where all things come together. It's a time to feel and be aware of the highest love that's available on this place of existence. So if we do come to Earth over and over again, and we experience profound awakenings every time we live our life, as we transition onto death again, then why aren't we all perfect? So what happens to us? Why is the moment of death not special or sacred? Why is it fearful? Well, we think there's a lot of different reasons. One of the things that it appears is that there's free will after we die. You know, here on Earth, we have free will to make our choices, to allow us to move through our life experience based on the way we see it, the way we want it, and the way we choose to create it for ourselves.
And about right now, about each one of you can say about half the world is doing things that you can't even imagine them doing. But that is their experiences, and that is what they're needing to do.
Each one of us gets to create our own life experience, whether it's being tortured by our own mind or whether it's being free to hope and have love in all moments. It's whatever we choose. So it appears that we have free will here on Earth, and it also appears we have free will after we die. But now here is the question again. Does free will affect us at the time of our death? So if that's the case, then why in the world is there still that confusion about where our soul goes? We have many different ways that we have heard that religion says where our soul goes when we die.
And you know, every single culture, every single religion, all over the world has different ways of looking at that, and those ideas have been embedded in that culture. And for eons of time, or as long as a person has been there. So they have certain beliefs, and those beliefs hold them in that paradigm. They can't get out of the ideas that they believe, such as a simple one. If you've been really bad and you haven't done very many good things in your life, and you've been a Catholic, or you were some other Christianity, are you going to hell? And then when you die, do you create a hell in your own reality?
We've seen throughout history that the beliefs that one individual holds at the time of their death literally creates their experience after death. If you've seen any of the Egyptian hieroglyphics, you'll see on all the tombs, the carvings, that their soul would have to go through five holy terrors when they died. They believed that so much that every soul knew they were going to experience the terrors of eaten alive and the terrors of stakes and the terrors of all these different elements. And did that not occur after they died? Not dissimilar to what we have individuals now that say, well, I'm going to go to hell, or I'm going to go to the way station, or I'm going to go to heaven, or wherever I'm going to go. It's all dependent on our belief systems. Now, we don't claim to have your answers, but we do feel that while we are physically present here on Earth, It's our body that gives us the reference place for time. That's the reference that we need in the element of spatial existence. So, see, we have senses, and we can see and hear and feel and taste and smell. We know what we know, and all of that's based on our education and our experience. So when we leave our body, those reference points are no longer with us.
So our body actually gives us a time and place reference point. Without our body, we would experience everything completely different. So it would be like, again, like we put in the past, like the past shows, here you are in a 13-inch reality, all of a sudden you flip to a 52-inch reality, and you're looking now at a bigger picture without the senses that you've come to understand. There could be even senses in these other realms, but they're not ones we have dealt with or we're familiar with.
What we were just talking about, as far as our belief system when we die, that seems to create the most problem. That seems to be where the soul confusion might begin. See, what we're feeling and we're thinking at the moment of death is our greatest challenge. Because as we make our transition, as we pass over, as we die, maybe we don't know that we can leave the feelings with our bodies when we die.
And you got to remember, many of us at the time of death, it's something pretty severe, right? We're ill, or we're dying of hunger, or we're dying of some kind of sickness, we've died from war, somebody's killed us. So it's a pretty traumatic situation. We're not just talking about how death is now, today, which is bad enough for some people who are not feeling well, or if they get in a car accident. Could you imagine? Here you are going down to the store and going to get some ice cream, and somebody hits you with a car, and you're dead. Would that be what you were doing? Would you understand what to do? You were just going to get ice cream, and all of a sudden, you are now in another space.
So you can see how that would really confuse us. And then, here's another one. What about drinking or drugs or addictions? What if you were taking drugs and you were really high and you felt really, really good, and then all of a sudden, bang, you're dead. So there's also many possibilities that can cause confusion if we just look at the history of war and disease. Most individuals don't realize that the feelings that they have in their body when they die, that they get to leave them. And so they bring those same feelings with them.
When we work with people, we work with pieces that are out of time, meaning fragments of you that are possibly of another time that are trying to integrate with you but can't. And there are four major things based on history that have killed all of us. There's many others, but there's four for sure. There's war, there's hunger, there's sickness, and there's disasters. Because you can just look at history and see how big a deal those four different vibrations encompass so many different souls.
So for us, it's become important for us to understand the kind of energy that's around a person when they're in their death transition so that they can move on. So what's the energy that's around them? Is it fear or anger? Is it hate or pain or suffering? Is it disease, sickness? Was it war? Because the specific energy or consciousness that's around each of us when we die, that's the catalyst for whether or not we're going to get confused or whether or not we're going to get entangled energetically. It could be a highly charged consciousness, well, like cancer. That easily adds another layer of ideas to that moment of free will. And to understand a little bit about how consciousness affects all of us, our world, it's surrounded by lots of different bands of energy. Energy of emotions. The planet itself is a 4,000-mile gravity well. It gets denser. It holds lots of energy. And each of these bands around the planet have become large enough because of billions and billions of thoughts and feelings given to each one of those bands of energy every day by the people that live on this planet, that each of those bands becomes a collective consciousness.
And as we can see, in some parts of the world, it would be denser than others. In some parts of the world, it would be very limiting to what you could think. If you were in a place where you were hungry, or there was disease, or there was people in a war, how could you think anything other than trying to survive or take care of your children or get to safety? And so there it becomes more stuck or heavier, denser with what's going on in that culture or that country or that wherever that area is.
See, a collective consciousness is nothing more than a band of energetics that is made up of all similar energetics of the same vibration, the same emotion, the same feeling, and it's fed by different people. It's not good or bad. A collective consciousness is just a life force energy that wants to become more than it is. And yet it is that life force energy which attracts even more life force energy. And, you know, one of the things we've kind of figured out is maybe that's the way that we have learned to become creators. But the collectives of consciousness that have formed from the survival emotions throughout time could really be, at that moment of death, what additionally adds to our moment of confusion. Because if it was a part of us that was caught up in one of these collective consciousnesses or one of these main energies, that's where the first confusion is going to happen.
Well, in the dynamics of, let's say I have a family and I've gone off to war, and I love my family very much, and all of a sudden I'm killed. Would I go back to my family, or would I go into the light, or would I go to another place? Would I go be sure that my family's okay, that my wife's all right, that my children are all right, or would I go to some other place? See, it's just so many different ideas can be factors in this bigger picture. So we've asked these people, you know, not too long ago, Oprah Winfrey was inquiring about having me and Nancy talk about past lives on her show. And I thought about it, and I said, oh, my gosh, that's not really what I want to do. Because what I have found, it's not the past lives that are important if they're real. It's what happens after the life. Where do you go? What do you do? What do you think? What are the things that are happening? And you hear so many different factors how people get caught up in the energies of their death. What if somebody is physically killing you? Could you get caught up in the energy of their anger or their hate? And could you actually energetically transfer into their space or their body? There's so many facts. We could just list 1,000 different places that we possibly could go based on what's happening to us.
See, when a soul gets lost after we die, where do they go? Well, that confusion makes up the transition of whether we go into the light or whether we are so confused that we stay around the area where we died or where we were traumatized. Ken and I believe that our life force energy goes into everything. And that may sound like a strange statement, but just ask yourself, is God in everything? Is Creator God in every single thing that's in creation?
And we better call it different things. We better call it the goddess, the creative force,
the
life force, the light, whatever creativity is. Do we go into all creation, or do we go into the space that Creator holds or is in? Or do we limit ourselves to something less than being whole or all with Creator? So you can see how that's just that statement alone can be very, very confusing. What teaching teaches us that we're going to go into every living thing that exists out there?
So if that is a true statement, if we are all one, so we too are a part of everything, so that when we die, a piece of us goes into every single piece of creation, well, if that's true, what would that mean to us? How would it change us? How would that affect where we go when we die? How would that affect how we feel at the moment of our death? See, if a person who died came into me, it would only represent maybe one cell in the 70 trillion cells making up my body. If there are 6.5 billion people and we all have, what do we have, 5 million cells living and dying each day in our bodies, well, of the 6.5 billion people and I have 70 trillion cells, if every one cell represented one other person on the planet, then people will die and it might not affect me. Most likely I wouldn't feel any difference in my normal cycle or my normal daily living because of different cells that are dying or being created each day that I'm alive. but this experience changes for so many of us when a close family member dies, love dies, and a part of them moves into us. So we want to talk more about that, because that's what we're really trying to share with you today, is what happens when others that we love die, and how that affects us.
And what to do with it, and how to release this so you're not feeling burdened by whatever this vibration is within you. So we're going to be right back. We're going to take a short break.
So make sure you stay tuned here to The Way It Works, because we're going to continue discussing where our soul goes when we die and where the souls of our loved ones go when they die.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors. And their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that. Because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
HealthyLife.net, the positive radio network.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been talking about where we go when we die, and these are based on things that we've heard or experiences we've had. The first, we feel the first real challenge for us is the ideas that we have had, the religious ideas, the personal ideas, the cultural ideas, and that would cause possible soul confusion at the time we die, and also how people around us are holding on to us, are not wanting us to die. And that would certainly be another slight factor in that, the way people are holding on to us.
Another factor in soul confusion is because we don't have our body to give us the reference of time and space anymore. And so we don't know that we can leave the feelings we had in our physical body when we died. We don't realize that we can leave those. So most of us take those feelings with us. That's another factor in soul confusion. Another factor in soul souls getting confused or lost that we talked about was the consciousness or the energy that was around them at the time that they died. And if it was a really charged consciousness, a really charged energy like war or disease or hatred or anger or pain or suffering, then that can also add to where am I, what's happening to me, where do I go now, what do I do with all of these feelings that I still have.
Think of it just as some kind of glasses on or some kind of filter. Every single thing that you're into filters the possibility of you making the right decision, and that's the decision to be free from these earthly feelings that we have been stuck into.
So, see, our ideas about the afterlife are probably one of the main factors that might contribute to the confusion at the time of death, because we talked about this a moment ago. Do we believe in heaven, or do we believe in hell or purgatory? Do we believe in reincarnation? Are we afraid of being judged when we die? And are, as Ken just said, are there people in our family that are still holding on to us? And do we have ideas like, oh, well, I can't leave yet because I didn't finish the job of raising my children, and I didn't finish one other job with myself?
I had this great story, and this was quite a few years ago, about 15 years ago. And my aunt, her mother was in a rest home, and she wanted to die. And she was about 93, I think, and she just wanted to die for 8 years. And you know as well as I, if you want to die for 8 years, you're going to pretty well do it. And so I went with her to the rest home to see what was going on, and if I could help in any way spiritually with her mother. And first thing you walk into this ward, there was somebody hitting their ring finger on the steel bed, making a loud ting, 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 ting. And what had happened is her mother had lost her hearing, or she had shut down her hearing based on what I was hearing. And so I asked her daughter to connect to her mother and see what was going on. And the first thing we got was her husband. And her husband had died about 20 years ago, and he had not been a very good man. He had drank and womenized and done all kinds of things, and he knew he was going to hell. And so he went into his wife. Okay, a spirit, a soul, a fragment went in, and it wouldn't let her die because he knew he'd be judged. That's what she said. And I work with her through him and show him that he wouldn't be judged, and there was a light, and he did leave. Now, she was going on a cruise the next day, so she told her mother, which her mother couldn't hear, but she whispered it to her and said, I'll be back next Saturday, and I'll come and see you. And her mother stayed alive until 2 hours before her daughter was coming back, and then she passed away, so she wouldn't ruin her trip. So that's just one little story of thousands we've heard that, and we've seen the results too. You okay, Nancy?
Yeah.
I'm done.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go back to talking about some soul confusion then. There's another experience that all of us want to be able to help with, and I think it's helping someone, just as Ken said, the daughter of that woman wanted to help her mother pass on. She wanted to help her die if the woman wanted to die. Maybe she'd been ill for a while. Maybe she was just aged. We don't understand. We don't often know why a person says, you know, I'm ready to go. I don't want to be here anymore. My body is tired. It's ready to let me go. So if we have someone that really wants to leave, the best way that we know is to ensure that we help them by making them comfortable, helping them go into the light. And maybe the best way to do that is to just talk to them, find out what's going on, be open with them, share and allow them to express their feelings. Do you know that's one of the things that we hear over and over, is because individuals feel that they were judged about what they were going to have happen when they died. So it's important not to judge what the other individual is saying to you, or to put them in a place where they think that their ideas are wrong or bad. Just find out what the fears they have about dying, such as what's going to happen to their families or what will happen to them. Just as that lady waited until her daughter was coming back from the cruise, she didn't want to interrupt her time that could be shared. She didn't want to interrupt that for her. So the most comforting and healing things that we can do for anyone who's in a place of ready to transition, ready to die, is to just let them talk. You know, just enjoy the time that you have left with them. Go out with them if you can. Listen to music with them. Play cards. Sometimes all they want to do is just listen to you speak or listen to your family members, or everybody just get together and just hang out. Whatever they're so capable of doing, just allow them to be open with you, to share your feelings, to let them share their feelings. You also could ask them about the dreams that they're having, if they're capable of expressing that to you. Give them an opportunity to talk about their experiences or anything that they've repressed. That's going to make the time that gets closer to their death time, if this is a normal, natural death, it's going to make it easier for them to release any of the charged energy that they have, so their soul won't get trapped in a consciousness of fear.
You know, my grandfather, before he was passing away, I think this happened for about 2 to 3 months, he was getting dreams, and his dream world was safer and more real and more closer to his creator or his God than his real world. It was beautiful. And he had guides and angels coming and talking to him. He was able to go there. He was able to experience the beginning of the reality that he was about to go in. He was starting to experience. So there was no fear whatsoever about what he was going to go into or what space he was going to occupy. Been practicing it in his dream state.
So those are just some simple things that you can do to help a loved one as they begin to make their transition. Make sure you stay tuned here to The Way It Works, because we're going to continue talking about where our soul goes when we die.
Now we're going to take just a short break and we'll be right back.
www.kinpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to help your animal friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
A good life is essential, and that's why I listen to HealthyLife.net. And for nutritional support for me and my family, my business goes to HealthyLife.net affiliate, GNC LiveWell. It's the trusted name in the vitamin and supplement industry. And that's essential when you're the one responsible for your good health and the well-being of your family. GNC LiveWell has a multitude of convenient locations near you, and is always open on the internet at GNC.com. GNC LiveWell, the name says it all.
Heart and Soul Healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit KenPage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com.
Web radio for your life. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to The Way It Works. Today we've been about where we go when we die, and giving you question or giving you answers to some of the things that we've heard the most often. And so what we'd like to do now is just go ahead and continue, and then to show you how to release anything that you have accidentally picked up, whatever it is.
In our last segment, we were sharing with you that while many of us still aren't comfortable with the idea of death, that it's really important for us to support someone that we love to help pass on by talking with them or finding ways in which they can express themselves so that they are not fearful, so that whatever fears they have, they can help. You can help them release those fears so they don't move into death in a bad or unpleasant way.
And you know, most of the people who were in hospice that talked to me, they could not express what they felt because they felt they had to be there for the people around them, and they couldn't show them what they were feeling. They had to show them that they were strong or they were what they thought they had to be. So they couldn't allow themselves to be what they wanted to be. They were having to be what they thought others wanted them to be, and it was really a big deal.
In one of the instances when I was in hospice, the family had to literally leave and go get coffee when I came in, and that allowed this elderly gentleman to be able to say, "I'm afraid, and I can't tell them." So this was his own feelings that he could not express to his family because everybody was trying not to break down. Everybody was trying to be joyous and happy. But, you know, it's really important for them to be able to say, "You know, I'm afraid, and I don't know what's going to happen." And for you to listen and help support them, because their opportunity to talk about this experience is a great opportunity for you to learn from it so that your own fears about death can be put aside. So that's what we've been saying. And then after a person does decide how they want their funeral, many individuals find that it's comforting to even discuss parts of that with an individual to let them know that their wishes are going to be carried out. Make sure that all of the funeral plans are in alignment with their requests. Remember, they're a soul now. Maybe they've just made their transition, and if they're wanting to stay around and watch to make sure that their funeral is being carried out and all their bequests are being done and all their requests are being done, wouldn't it get a little confusing if you mentioned all of this and you wrote it down and none of it was being carried out? So remember, whatever they ask for and what you've promised them that you're going to do, that's so important for you to do that. And if you feel you want to do more, you can do more, but only after you've given the respect of completing their request first.
Now let's talk about going in to all living things or all selves. So if somebody close to me passed away, so somebody who was not close to me, they passed away, it would only affect one cell of 70 trillion. I probably wouldn't even sense it. But if somebody close to me passed away and I still had issues with them, or I had unresolved things, or I had what I wanted to tell them, it could affect me like 30%. And so sometimes you'll see people go into where they're completely different, or they're really affected for a year or so before they integrate it. And then once they integrate that part, then it becomes calm or quiet. So it can affect you a lot if you're close to the person and you have some unresolved issues or some things you haven't been able to talk about or work out.
And even if you haven't had any real unresolved issues, but you have a very, very close, dear love that has been a great love for you in your life, the love that you have, the connection that you've had with that individual, will have more of that person's passing affecting you, more than 30%, maybe up to 50 or even 60%. We've seen individuals where their husband or wife from many, many years has passed on, and they are affected almost to 70 or 75% in their being until they can help release some of that heaviness that they are feeling. So if you should feel any heaviness around you or with you after someone that you have been close to passes on, it's probably because you're holding on to either him or her, or you've taken on some of their emotions or their fears or their worries.
Or maybe it's just the energy around them that you've picked up, and it wasn't them at all. So we don't need to say we're possessed or we have something there. We could also say there was an energy, and why did you pick them? You picked them because they were a reflection of what you needed to learn. So wouldn't we say that their vibration is very close to your vibration just to learn? So that energy might be coming up for you that might have been there a long time within you that you weren't aware of.
Even just a simple, not so simple, fear of dying. If the individual was very fearful of dying and then died, being fearful, would you then have a greater fear of death yourself? So that's what Ken's talking about. The energy around the individual could still be there, and because you've been very close to him, that energy is now intensifying your energy.
Okay,
there's
even another energy, and that energy is of a collective consciousness, such as war, or such as the things I talked about, hunger, or sickness, or disasters. What if they had some of that within them, and you had some of that within you, and that would now be foremost up for you to let go of? So we don't have to say it's a piece of them necessarily. We can say it's a piece of your creation that now needs to take another form.
We talked about the collective consciousness as being a band of energy around our planet. In all of those collective consciousnesses, we are the creator of each one of those. Each one of us is the creator of each collective consciousness, because each one of us has had an emotion of fear or anger or suffering or hunger or pain or sorrow or sadness. Each one of us has had emotions and feelings that have established those collective consciousnesses. So we are the creator. And just as Ken said, the collective consciousness will look and be directed with us because we are now sharing the energy even stronger of that collective consciousness. So that's one factor in helping to release the energetics when someone that you love passes on. There's another factor. If you're feeling spacey after you have been with somebody who's just died, make sure a part of you didn't follow them. Just get yourself grounded. Make sure you're really in your body. You can also just ask for that part of you to come back in. You don't have to be frightened or worried. It's real simple to care about. In our next segment, we're going to give you a really simple and effective way to release the energetics and give you a simple technique that's going to allow you to release any of the energy around an individual passing away.
So now we're going to be taking a short break, and we'll be right back.
Most people seek the services of different healers for things such as removing energy blocks, past life regression, and emotional pattern freedom. These healing and clearing techniques are only a part of a heart and soul healing session. Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor of www.kenpage.com are the foremost authorities in spirit releasement and transforming energy patterns. Ken and Nancy have worked in almost 50,000 one-on-one healing sessions around the world. If you would like to remove old energy, release old ways of being, and feel free, you might want to visit www.kenpage.com and read how you can benefit from a heart and soul healing session. Discover how you can quiet the chatter in your mind and communicate with your higher self. Schedule a telephone or in-person session with Ken Page or Dr. Nancy Nestor by email to office@kenpage.com or call 1-706-219-1319. 1-706-219-1319.
Attention, Kmart shoppers. Now you get Kmart on HealthyLife.net. Kmart carries over 70,000 items like Martha Stewart's Everyday Products, Apparel by Jacqueline Smith, Joe Boxer, Route 66, Appliances, Jewelry, and more. Everything you need. Plus, you'll get exciting weekly promotions. Go to HealthyLife.net's homepage and click on Kmart, and then you're there. And you even avoided the crowds.
If you would like free information and tips on healing and creating on how to stay energetically clear and live your daily life feeling safe in every place and in all situations, then visit www.kenpage.com. Browse through thousands of pages, free books, including the best-selling The Way It Works, together with hundreds of articles and newsletters, all providing timely information on the continuing shift in the consciousness of our planet. From helping your animal friends to releasing the emotion of rage, www.kenpage.com is your source for information to heal old emotional patterns, release old karma, and feel free. Find all this and more about Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor at www.kenpage.com. You can also contact them through office@kenpage.com.
The Bright Side of Talk, HealthyLife.net.
Today we've been talking about where we go when we die and all the different things that we've heard along this, and I hope it gives you some insight or ways of looking at some of these things.
We've been talking about how souls can just get confused when they die and where they go and how that affects us when they die. Also about a loved one, especially when a loved one passes away. And I mentioned right before the break that if you felt spacey after someone that you loved died, what we want to do is make sure that a part of you didn't follow them as they passed on. So getting grounded, make sure that you feel really secure in your own body.
And that could also be exercising, doing the things you love, just being in your body and being one with yourself.
Yeah, getting physical is really a good way of being grounded. Then just as you're doing that, don't be frightened, don't be worried. It's real simple for you to just say, okay, the part of me that was with so-and-so when he died, I want that part of me to come back. And just get quiet and allow that part of you to come back into you. It's real easy to take care of it, and it will happen the moment that you ask for the piece to come back. It's going to come back because you're in control of you.
These might not be scary things that we do it. This might be ways that we can learn or evolve on some level that we don't understand to integrate back with our physical. So don't think of it as a scary thing, but just think of it as a way of bringing yourself back if something happens that you're not sure of or happens to you that's strange.
So now, if there's any heaviness around you, that, as we talked about, cells of others that may have come into us because we're closer to another person than we are to another one, well, there's a real simple way to release the energetics that you're feeling in your body, and whether that's, and Ken's now going to walk you through.
Okay, I'll walk you through it real quick because we read there, it takes a little more time. So what I want you to do is just put your right and left hand right on your heart, above your breast, just put it right on your heart, and just close your eyes and just ask for a guide or angel or for some assistance from the light to hold anything that's within you, anything that's heavy, any piece of them, any fragment, any kind of energy whatsoever. Kind of get it a bearing on just how heavy it has been emotionally on you, because it probably has been constructive and destructive in some way.
And now, at the same time, you can ask for the energy of sadness or any of the emotions that are left to also be released, you know. So you're going to ask for the heaviness, but also ask for the specific emotions or feelings to also be released.
And now, we're going to say we ask the guides and angels to help us take this energy on the count of three, and just look up with your spiritual eyes, and there'll be a light that just fills your body. And now we're going to release it. One, two, three. Take your hands off, and you can feel just something just lifts off you. It's almost like a watery or spacey, it's just a little different kind of space. And there's a slight movement as this energy moves. Now, it's extremely important that you do the clearing techniques that are on our website. That continuing love yourself, change your vibration. That being liquid, light. That moving into your pineal and allowing yourself to develop subtle senses. Those are all important things, and they're all on the website on how to keep yourself clear.
Because when someone that you love passes away, you are much more open and you're energetically vulnerable. So what we're trying to do is help you keep yourself healthy. and keep yourself safe, because energetically vulnerable means that it's not just the energy of the individual that passed on, but then you could also be energetically vulnerable to lower vibrations. So it's so important for you to keep your vibration clear and keep your vibration high so that you don't energetically pick up anything that you don't want.
And when Nancy says high, it also means quiet or still. So we have lots of ways we look at that, okay? It's just, it's stillness. So it would be really good not to drink too much or take any kind of drugs or get yourself in any kind of altered state where something could be attracted to that state.
Because those states are lower vibratory states. So when we say higher vibration, the quietness and the stillness means that you're not in a lower vibration. The energetics that are low are there. So if you keep yourself loving yourself, taking good care of yourself, then you won't be energetically vulnerable.
Now, just to be sure that I made myself clear that there's nothing to be afraid of, what I'm going to do now is I'm going to call into myself every single lost soul in the world. So am I afraid of anything? So I call into myself every single soul, spirit, disincarnated soul, anything whatsoever, I call into myself.
Lost soul, fragments.
Lost souls,
pieces,
fragments, other pieces, other dimensions.
Baby souls.
Everything. And what happens is I become an energetic gate through the 4,000-mile gravity well of heavy thoughts. I'm lighter than the heavier thoughts, and I become a gate to allow these souls to transcend. And so this is nothing to be afraid of. All this is practice, and this is understanding, and it's taking the fear out of something that we're not sure of. And the more you become comfortable and the more you practice, the more you can become a gate or a piece of source that can connect to these souls.
See, it's not, this isn't just something that only a few people can do, that only Ken can do, or that only I can do. This is something everyone can realize. Because on your spiritual path, many of you have loved and many of you have felt God. By staying energetically clear, the most important thing that you get to do, the greatest gift that we can give to others, is to help free maybe a piece of a spirit or a soul that's trapped. And in doing so, we become that walking gate. We become that interdimensional doorway into space and time. And lost spirits, earthbound spirits, souls, or baby souls, they can feel that light. They can feel that vibration, and they may become attracted to you. It's not anything to be afraid of if you allow yourself to be open, because at the moment of everyone's death, there's a gate or a door or a space that's created that not only allows the person that you love or the person that you know to go back home to God, but it can also release any of the other souls which might need to be free wherever they are. I mean, sometimes even thousands of souls could be released in that split second while that gate is open. So if you are feeling any energetic that just one day doesn't feel like you yourself, go ahead and put your hands on your chest. Ask for guides and angels to come from Source. Close your eyes. Look up with your spiritual eyes. You'll see that light. And you'll ask for all that might be with you or any souls that need to go home to the light, any pieces, any fragments. Ask for any energy or any emotions or feelings. If anything that needs to go to the light, you can be the gate, you can be the doorway. You push down a little bit with your hands, count to three. One, two, three, release your hands, take a breath, and everything will feel lighter for you. And you know that you have just given a very incredible gift to a soul, perhaps a soul that's been lost or confused for a long time.
And what we have given you today, we have lots more information. So if any of you need more information, just let us know on our website, and we'll give you different links to it so you can find out what we know and you can practice or you can understand this for yourself.
And part of our work, what we do is we find lost souls. Sometimes there are souls that are trapped in different realities or different dimensions. And we actually help others release those. So if we can help you in any way, feel free to email us at office@kenpage.com. And thanks for being with us. We hope you enjoyed and can benefit from the information that we shared today. So you can listen in every Thursday at 12 noon Pacific Time, 3 o'clock Eastern Time, right here on HealthyLife.net to the Way It Works radio show. Everything that you've heard can be found on our website, www.kenpage.com. We'd love to hear from you. Oh, and for the first 10 people that send us an email letting us know that you've heard us and our radio show, we'll send you a free copy of the book called The Way It Works.
This is from Ken Page and Nancy Nestor.
Many blessings.
Many blessings.
Heart and soul healing is a way to energetically release old emotions that trigger patterns today. Both Ken Page and Dr. Nancy Nestor offer workshops throughout the year in many locations around the world. Visit kenpage.com for a complete calendar of events. Create your own heaven on earth by attending one of their events with topics such as staying healthy in an unhealthy world, conscious creation from the heart, relationships and the modalities of communication, and more. You can also attend their all-encompassing 9-day intensive course where you are provided with all the tools to free yourself from your past. During this intensive, you learn the wisdom from your ancient mystery schools and find out firsthand how to expand your awareness. This is the most comprehensive course about oneness, compassion, consciousness, and energy on the planet today. Whether it's a workshop, lecture, or course that you are interested in, find it all at www.kenpage.com. www.kenpage.com is your source for books, DVDs, and CDs that provide information to create your own safe space. Books such as the bestseller The Way It Works, offering the basics on energy and providing necessary groundwork for the dynamics of daily life. The Heart of Soul Healing, which was 18 years in the making and is the training guide for a 9-day intensive course. The Art of Transference, Healing Through Compassion, which includes 8 full-color charts depicting the soul's evolution. Learn to Help Your Animal Friends with DVDs that provide techniques to develop empathetic connections and demonstrate how to clear, balance, and heal animals. The Art of Heaven on Earth, a DVD weekend workshop, and the Living Light Breath DVD to help you be less reactive are available together with CDs of Sacred Toning and Holographic Healing by Ken Page. Visit www.kenpage.com to locate products to help you heal your life and those you love.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.